luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
How did Messi lead Argentina's comeback? Why did Egypt's coach say they have suffered injustice? And how did the Switzerland-Colombia penalty shootout unfold? This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you the stories from on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy.
For Latin Americans, this is a religion and they were so close.
What a day of football. A dramatic comeback, a penalty shootout, and now our World Cup quarterfinal lineup is set. We'll start with arguably the match of the tournament so far. Argentina is through to the quarterfinals, but only just. The reigning world champions look to be heading for a shock exit after...
The world champions are still in it! It's a heartbreaker for Egypt!
But Lionel Messi inspired the fight back before Enzo Fernandez completed an incredible 3-2 comeback deep into stoppage time. It was heartbreak for Egypt, who had arguably been the better side for much of the match. Egypt thought they'd put the game to bed when they found the net for what looked like a 2-0 lead, but VAR stepped in and ruled the goal out. Now the Pharaohs were left fuming after a challenge in the box wasn't reviewed. So speaking after the match, Egypt's coach Hossam Hassan says he will not be watching any more games of this World Cup.
I'm saying that we deserve to win. I do not want to say hard luck to us, no. We went out with honour. Honour on our part. But the result was far from the fair play that the Federation FIFA talks about. There was no respect. No respect and no fair play today. Today there was no respect and no fair play. Today we had a penalty not given. The second ball should have been a penalty for us. The referee, not even the VAR, even tried to look at it. We had a goal. The second goal... It was 2-0, and it was disallowed in a strange way. The VAR is also the one that cancelled it, but there was no VAR. The referee, when our man was pulled inside the 18-yard box, which rebounded against us as a goal, we were 2-1. But he did not even bother to look at the VAR. He did not bother to go out to the VAR, but the VAR is there to disallow a goal of ours. Life is still, and the world is still, not fair. The world is not fair.
The world not fair.
I spoke to SBS Spanish executive producer Carlos Colina, who says Egypt showed exactly how vulnerable Argentina can be.
Egypt played an amazing match against Argentina, and perhaps the failure was at the end, they lost concentration, but Egypt was outplaying Argentina most of the match, and it was an amazing also goalkeeper that maintained their own portal at zero and for most of the match, even blocking Messi's penalty, and they play great.
Carlos says Argentina is still searching for its best football.
I can say Argentina is not playing at its best, and it's showing in most matches. They are struggling with several teams that they have played before, and now they are going to face Switzerland in the next stage in quarterfinals. And everyone was expecting Colombia to be there. However, Switzerland is their next opponent. But yes, focusing on what the team is doing, Messi didn't score a penalty, and it showed in the energy that the team had throughout the match.
But says that eventually changed in today's match.
However, at the end, when Romero scored the first one, the the spirits came back to every single player in Argentina, and with concentration and maturity and the expertise that the players have in the big stage, they definitely got that back, that energy, and scored the 3-2, one by Messi, of course, and now he becomes again the highest scorer in this tournament.
So Argentina survives, but there are still plenty of questions ahead of the quarterfinals. The second match of the day couldn't have been any more different. After 120 tense minutes without a goal, Switzerland eliminated Colombia 4-3 on penalties to reach their first World Cup quarterfinal since 1954. Ruben Vargas struck the winning penalty.
It's all over! Switzerland are going to the quarterfinal of the World Cup, and they've got a date with Lionel Messi and Argentina in Kansas City.
For Colombian fans, it's a devastating result. Watching the game in Sydney, this fan supporting Colombia told SBS they're sad but proud of the team.
It was very exciting to just watch Colombia. Unfortunately, we lost, and it was 50-50 chance for us. We knew it was a hard one, but, well, happy that we just, came till here. And, it was really tough. It's not our strength, so we already knew that coming to penalties, it was going to be really hard for Colombia, but either we were going to lose here or it was going to be a challenging one.
And Carlos tells me Colombia played some excellent football, but just couldn't find the finish they needed.
Even Colombia was playing way better than Switzerland, but they never scored, and this is a problem, of course, for many teams that they are playing magnificent soccer, but they are not scoring, and at the end, who scores is who wins. So Switzerland is a very methodic and very organized team, and they know how to outplay their opponents. They are a very, very dangerous team, but they are in the same situation that Colombia. They don't score.
Now Switzerland sets up a quarterfinal against Argentina. Goalkeeper Gregor Kober says he can't put their feelings into words.
I'm really bad in talking about my emotions or right after the game. I'm a little bit speechless. It's just an incredible feeling, an incredible win for us to be here, to be in the quarterfinals at the World Cup on this stage.
Carlos says while the Swiss aren't the tournament's biggest attacking threat, they're incredibly organized and disciplined.
Probably the failure for Switzerland is that they need a more consistent strike base, and they don't have it at the moment, or they haven't shown that in this tournament.
And elsewhere, attention now turns to Spain and Belgium, with Carlos expecting another huge European showdown as both teams chase a place in the semi-finals.
Spain hasn't been very consistent in this tournament, and we saw that in the first stage where they couldn't beat Cabo Verde and they were in trouble in so many matches. In the last match they were better, but still there's a question mark on how can they win the next match against Belgium, because Belgium is becoming a powerful team and is increasingly growing in confidence, and they are becoming an amazing team in this tournament.
Switzerland will now face Argentina on Sunday, the 12th of July at 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. And I'll be back with you on Friday with the first quarterfinal match, France versus Morocco. To catch up on the latest, you can head on to SBS On Demand and stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. To get the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News Headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleep Maker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St. Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, And sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleep Maker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.